everybody. I'm sitting in the car. I've just dropped Sophie off at work. I'm just sitting outside the cafe. It's about 9 o'clock on Monday morning, a beautiful, crisp autumn morning. It was almost winter, actually, another day or so. And yes, it's taken me about 3/4 of an hour to get here from home. It's a long journey, I guess, to drop Sophie off at work. Another 3/4 of an hour drive home, and later on this afternoon at 5 o'clock, Imogen will come out to pick Sophie up again, bring her home. 3 hours of our day spent bringing Sophie to and from work. I guess that's why we've been so busy recently. Our routine has changed a lot over the last few months since Sophie has been working. Of course, that's not the only thing that has changed, but that's the thing that is preventing us from having the long, lazy days at home. Sophie has been working 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and yeah, we're trying to get her to work because I think this is something good for her. She has already saved up enough money to buy herself a professional full-frame camera. She's got the money to buy herself a snazzy lens to go with it, and she's been buying other things as well to do with her passion of photography. Why doesn't she have a job closer to home? Well, we live in an area where it's really hard for young people to get jobs, especially their first job. So we're willing to do this for her, to get her some work experience. Maybe in the future she'll get a job closer to home in a closer town. This is in another village. We live in the village north of here. As I said, it takes a while to get here. But Monday morning, I'm hoping to have a good week. I've had a really hard time recently. I've shared some of that on my Facebook page and in a blog post. I want to thank people who have stopped by with such encouraging comments to keep me going. It's been lovely. I have really appreciated it. Yeah, I felt like running away from blogging, running away from my Facebook page, but I'm going to keep on going. Yeah, it's lovely to have friends. So I'm hoping this is going to be a good week. I've got a podcast planned. Just have to find a bit of time, sit down and record it. Lots to chat about. Lots of things like, you know, is unschooling the perfect way of life? How we get through those difficult days? Got some things about health and fitness to share with you as well. And, oh, I'm sure I'm going to find loads of other things. One thing I want to share with you today is, even though I have just spent 3/4 of an hour, 40 minutes or so in the car, driving Sophie to work, it's been a good time. Driving kids around gives us a chance to chat together and go closer to share ideas, what we're thinking. So it hasn't all been bad. And I have noticed that since Sophie and Imogen are traveling a long way together, they've grown closer together too. And they're doing something very exciting at the moment too, with health and fitness. Very inspiring. So that's all I want to share with you today. Get this up on Facebook maybe on my YouTube channel for those subscribers who've been subscribing to my channel and I haven't been actually posting anything. I'd like to thank everybody who is following me. And yeah, that's all I want to say for now. Sure, there'll be a podcast later in the week, maybe a blog post or two as well. So I want to wish you a happy week. Have some wonderful unschooling adventures. Please stop by and tell me what you're doing. What are you doing this week? What are you looking forward to? So as I said, that's all for today. I'll see you later.